I'm Jaron Cohen with the WEKU Daily News Podcast for July 28, 2026. Senator Mitch McConnell released another photo of himself yesterday as pundits and officials continue to express concerns about his health and ability to serve. Capitol reporter Sylvia Goodman says the 84-year-old Kentucky senator has not done any media interviews since his hospitalization on June 14th.
McConnell has missed 38 roll call votes since he was hospitalized after falling and losing consciousness at his Washington, D.C. home. In the Monday statement, he said he is still undergoing vigorous rehabilitation and will have to miss the annual Fancy Farm picnic this weekend. Speculation and outrage have gone hand in hand on the internet as calls for more information on his fitness to serve ramp up, including from Kentucky's Democratic Governor Andy Beshear. In the emailed statement, McConnell said he is working hard to return to the Senate and continue representing Kentuckians. The Office of the Attending Physician said in a statement that congressional doctors are visiting McConnell daily and that he isn't able to return to the Senate floor yet. I'm Sylvia Goodman in Louisville.
Kentucky Senate President Robert Stivers says he will not seek the state's highest office in 2027. The Clay County Republican issued a statement recently saying he was grateful for the encouragement to run for governor, but wants to remain in the Senate, which he called both his passion and privilege. Stivers added that he hopes to be reelected to another term as Senate president to continue advancing Republican priorities, including lower taxes. Term limits prevent Governor Andy Beshear from seeking reelection to the governor's mansion. His former top advisor and longtime statemaker Rocky Adkins is seeking the Democratic nomination, alongside Lieutenant Governor Jacqueline Coleman. No official candidates have joined the GOP field so far, but U.S. Representative James Comer has said he'll make an announcement about his future plans at the end of the year. Secretary of State Michael Adams is also considering a bid. Coleman, Adkins, and Comer have confirmed they'll speak at the Fancy Farm political picnic this Saturday in western Kentucky. A new lawsuit against former Rowan County Clerk Kim Davis accuses her of hiding an inheritance to avoid paying hundreds of thousands of dollars as part of a civil rights case judgment. Shepard Snyder has more.
Davis garnered national attention in 2015 when she refused to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples because of her religious beliefs. In 2023, a federal jury decided Davis owed $100,000 in damages to one of those couples, David Moore and David Ermold, after the courts found those refusals unconstitutional. Now, attorneys for the couple say Davis lied under oath about what properties and assets she owned at a post-judgment hearing last year. According to court records, Davis and her brother inherited a $700,000 property from their mother in 2025. The lawsuit claims Davis tried to transfer her share of the property to family members while hiding that inheritance from the court. Attorneys are asking a judge to void the transfer and require Davis pay $560,000 to the couple, which also includes attorney's fees and court expenses. I'm Shepard Snyder in Lexington.
East Kentucky Power and the Attorney General's Office have taken federal regulators to court over a power plant in Pennsylvania. Curtis Tate has more.
Last year, the U.S. Department of Energy ordered the Eddystone Generating Station near Philadelphia to continue operating past its scheduled retirement. The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission then approved a plan to spread the cost out over the 13 states that are part of PJM, a regional grid organization. Those states include Kentucky and East Kentucky Power. The utility and the Attorney General say Kentucky customers should not have to bear the cost of keeping the Eddystone plant on the grid. They have petitioned the U.S. Appeals Court for the Sixth Circuit to overturn the cost-sharing plan. Eddystone's owner, Constellation Energy, says the plant has operated infrequently since last year, but has contributed to grid reliability. I'm Curtis Tate in Richmond.
A Kentucky soldier missing since World War II will finally be laid to rest this week following the identification of his remains more than 80 years after he was killed in action. The Defense POW/MIA Accounting Agency says Army Private Mike McDowell entered the service from Kentucky and served with a unit known as Merrill's Marauders, an elite formation that fought in the China-Burma-India Theater during World War II. McDowell was killed in Burma during a battle on July 29, 1944. His remains were identified earlier this year through modern forensic testing after decades of being listed as unrecoverable. McDowell will be laid to rest with military honors on the anniversary of his death tomorrow at the Kentucky Veterans Central Cemetery in Radcliffe. Learn more at weku.org. For WEKU News, I'm Jaron Cohen.